I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Invasive zebra mussels have spread to another Vermont lake. The Department of Environmental Conservation confirmed today that the mollusks have been found in Lake Dunmore in Addison County. Zebra mussels harm a lake's ecosystem by reducing food supplies for native species, the department says. They can also damage infrastructure, such as underwater pipes. The species was first found in Lake Champlain in 1993. It's since been found in Lake Bomazene and Lake Memphremagog. Environmental officials urge boaters to help stop the spread of zebra mussels by carefully cleaning their boats before moving them between different bodies of water. Officials in Vermont, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign say he'll be physically and mentally ready for the Democratic debate in Ohio tomorrow night. Sanders had a heart attack in Las Vegas roughly 2 weeks ago, and doctors inserted two stents to repair a blocked artery. Senior campaign advisor Jeff Weaver says Sanders has been walking around his home in Burlington to help build up his strength, and Weaver says Sanders will be ready to stand on his feet for the entire three-hour debate.
Folks are going to see Bernie Sanders, as they always have. He's going to be in there for 3 hours. He's going to be sparring with people, as he does. I think we're looking forward to a really great debate.
As Weaver says, Sanders is ready to discuss his health issues if the debate moderators ask him. And Vermont is among a handful of states celebrating their first Indigenous Peoples Day today as part of a trend to move away from a day honoring Christopher Columbus. Maine, Minnesota, and New Mexico are also marking Indigenous Peoples Day, though the federal Columbus holiday remains in place. Executive pay within the UVM Health Network aligns closely with similar health systems across the country. Marta Murphy is a member of the UVM Health Network board. She says the health network hired a consulting firm to compare UVM to 30 other health networks.
I don't think it left us feeling we were overpaying anybody, but at the same time treating them fairly.
Hospital CEO Dr. John Brumstead made a little over $2 million last year, and 15 staff members at UVM made more than $500,000. A bankruptcy judge has approved a process to sell snowmaking equipment from the bankrupt Hermitage Club at Haystack Mountain in Wilmington, Vermont. The Brattleboro Reformer reports interested buyers have until October 25th to submit bids for the equipment. Neighboring Mount Snow Ski Resort's parent company, Vail Resorts, has submitted a bid for $287,000. If a bid other than that is found to be qualified, an auction will be held on October 29th. The sale is set to include 41 snow guns and other equipment that's used in the snowmaking process. The Hermitage was a private ski resort that includes a golf course, inns, and restaurants. The state shut down its business operations last year for failure to pay sales and use taxes. A look at the Eye on the Sky forecast for the rest of this afternoon. Mostly sunny south, increasing clouds north with a chance of showers. Highs in the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Tonight, a chance of an evening shower north, otherwise partly cloudy with lows mainly from the mid-30s to around 40. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.